may be seated. In the midst of all the voices and the recommendations, many a times we may wonder who is giving the right information. Thank you, Dr. Kadhua, for sharing with us, hearing 1.1 billion in the media information that is released there. In the process of trying to process the information, finding ourselves in a state of confusion is very high. But brothers and sisters, let us remember, we worship God of capital G, and our God is still in control. And let us release ourselves. We're gonna do what is being recommended for the human being to do, even changing our cut of greeting one another, using very funny styles and other things. We're gonna follow that one because we are in this world. But remember the recommendation of Jesus Christ in John chapter 17. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. This is where we are. We are a family of faith. Can you imagine 1 out of 40 million? We have been so scared, a lot of anxiety of hearing 1 among 40 million. What about if you happen to hear is 2 or 3 or 5? I'm telling you, let us exercise our faith. Nobody can stop the reggae. God is in control, and some things may come for the divine reason. It may happen what is happening here, but the Lord is communicating in other areas. Oh, it's not lost. Our God is in control. We are a faith family, and let us remember our God is bigger than what we are hearing. Our God is bigger than what is being communicated to us by the medics, because we know who he is. 2-3 housekeeping. Today we have the AGM. If you don't attend, who are you expecting to attend? If you don't attend an AGM, an event that happened once in a year, and you look like it's not part of your to-do list this afternoon, who are you expecting to attend? Purpose to be with us, we release the report of the year under the review, so that we may position ourselves to arise and shine. Finally, we continue to thank God for the support that we have continued to receive as we continue to serve. This morning, my sharing is the whole question of breaking barriers. We are in the world, and there is a lot of barriers to our faith, our barriers to our parenting, our barriers in our career, name it, we are in this world, breaking barriers. A barrier is any obstacle that obstructs your progress. You want to move, there are things that are coming on your way. Even a voice can be a barrier. Even a word can be a barrier. It's a limit or a boundary of any kind that limits you to move and even to arise and shine. It may be even a circumstance that we find ourselves in. We find ourselves in a certain cocoon, in a certain circumstances, and we are unable to even tap our potential and even to maximize what the Lord God has given to us. Remember, the biggest obstacle in our lives are the barriers we create in our mind. Through the many information that we receive, the biggest barrier is what is within our mind. It all starts with me before I go to other people. Barriers are things that are opposing us from becoming what God wants us to be. That is what God purpose for you to be and to do. And there are many barriers that bring a stop and you are unable to move. Barriers are the things that impede our progress. We want to do A, B, C, D, either in our spiritual life, economically, in our social life, in our day-to-day with one another, in our relationship. and you find there is a barrier. I want to interact with you. I want to pray with you. We move together. But there are some things that come between me and you, and we are unable to move. Barriers are all over. There is that even hinders the relationship between the spouses, the relationship between the parents and the children, and our relationship go haywire. We find ourselves in a quagmire. We are unable to know which direction that we are moving. Barriers are with us at all times. And remember, you are confined only by the walls that you build for yourself. Not a matter of the blame game and talking of others. Many a times it may be a problem to yourself. The way you do things, the way you approach, the way you process the information, the way you respond may be a barrier. Because many a times, human being, we are wired in a manner that we tend to talk of others. But I'm telling you, sometimes you are within the confinement of what you have created in your mind. Remember, our God is a barrier breaker. He's a stronghold destroyer. Because there are things that they look like stronghold. He breaks down the barriers. He helps us even to break the new ground. He breaks all the forces that are there. Like now in the global village, the issue of the coronavirus and all over, our God is still on the throne. God of capital G, God that we worship, God who was with them that were there, even when Israel were moving from Egypt to the promised land, the plague and all these, he is still in control. There are many barriers all over. Anytime that you are moving, the barriers, they are all over. Imaginary or real, physical or imaginary, they are there. There are many barriers. And you cannot stop from far from the barrier. The person to touch the button, he may be around. Anytime you see a barrier, you go nearer, and there may be somebody to come and open. Some of them, they are automatic. There are people with the vehicles with the sensor, that the moment you go nearer to the barrier, it opens. We desire to know how to deal with the barriers. Barriers that deter the Christian life because we are Christian. There are so many barriers that deter our progression in our faith. Many, many, many barriers that really even make some people to question. Yes, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. As I participate in commenting of what is reported in the media, I need to ask myself, is this the gospel truth? Because many things will be given and many recommendations. There are four or five areas that when you talk about the barriers. One is the fear. It can cripple you and paralyze you. Many a times we are unable to move because of our own fear. And you know, you can classify fear. There is the imaginary fear. There is the learned fear. You can teach yourself to learn to fear even the things that are there. There are also some fears that are thrown to us by other people. The fear is a little barrier. It can paralyze. It can cripple you, and you are unable to move. Other people are moving and navigating through life comfortably, but I'm unable to because of a certain fear that I have. Being it real, being it imagined, being it a learned fear, because they are there. Also the social pressure. We live among people. Go to the social media, we can hear a lot. And you can go through the several media platforms to get more about the coronavirus. And finally, you end up like asking ourselves which direction that we are moving. The social pressure, it is there. No wonder Jesus told them, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. I should not comment like any other. Remember, you are not others. You stand alone, stand out. Even in our rights to shine, almost at the end. You have to stand out. Stand out in whatever you do, even as we comment. Even the doubt and the unbelief are the hindrance to Christian testimony. What testimony are we giving? We, the members of the faith family, in the midst of all these, that we have been put in the same basket, all of us. Can we hear your voice? What testimony are we giving? Are we remembering that our God is still in control and is the healer? Ebola and others, they are in Africa. I think some people, they are so scared because in their country, it's like they have never experienced something of this nature. It has been brought, and I thank God for Dr. Gathua here. It's an issue that looks like it has been brought out of proportion, depending with the socialization of the people. Where are we? And another barrier at our level, because we are sinners and we are sinful, and we keep doing sin, knowing it or unknowing it, by design or by default, sin is a major barrier even to our spiritual life. Could it be there is something that God has seen? The other day we had been dealing with the forest, I don't know how to put it, it is there. Before we are settled with this one, now another thing has come. And the reggae, it cannot be stopped by anybody. You know, there are many things that the Lord may look at us. We look like we are in a state of confusion. And the Lord may have a common denominator. Like now, the whole country, we are speaking with the same voice because we are all scared. Should we be come together because of the crisis or when the things are moving on well? We look like a nation that only come together and value the unity when we have some crisis of a kind. And the Lord, because he wants us to be one, he may release more crises so that we'll be one, because that is his desire. That's where we are. And the Lord God is calling upon us. The battle to break is the barrier. The barrier, the greatest barrier, is in our mind. We're going to call upon a meeting to ourselves. Somebody gave an example that sometimes we behave like a wadogo. Wadogo is one of the animals that is known, even though when it is being run after, it forgets there is an enemy at the top and it is being captured. We forget so easily of what God has done in the past. You never go beyond the barrier in your mind. Can you imagine? I cannot go beyond the barrier that I've created, knowingly or unknowingly, in my mind. Your strongest muscle and the worst enemy is your mind. So train it. The strongest enemy, and you have the control, is the enemy. No wonder in the Romans 12:1-2, we have been told, I beseech you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Do not be conformed, the conformity. We have conformed to the standards of other people. Don't match your life with other people. The Lord God is looking at us. The barrier is there, and we can see it, the barrier. Strong barrier, it is there. Sometimes it's not imaginary. Like what we are hearing, it's not imaginary, because when we are told that several thousand have died, it's very clear. We look like we are in this side of the wall, and the Lord is looking at us. Therefore, brothers and sisters, if you think you cannot do something, then you never. If you are defeated in your mind, you have already lost the battle. If you don't think your dream will never come to pass, if you don't think you have what it takes, you cannot arise and shine. If you think that you cannot make it. Problems, and it's like whoever has a problem, it's like to have a solution. The Lord is looking at us. Can you imagine we are holding the two? This is our problem. We are in the global village. But at the same time, we worship the Almighty God. We have the solution, and you know where we are. We have read the chapter that we have read in the book of Exodus. God who led the Israelites out of Egypt was a barrier breaker. They stayed in that country until they were used to that country. Even telling them God can break the barrier and leave that country, it sounded like impossible. Ni kama mwimbaji mmoja dunia hii ya Kenya. Alisema shida kwangu nimezoea, matatizo kwangu ni kawaida. You know, there comes a time I am so used to a certain problem. I become so used. This is the scenario the Israelites were. God who led the Israelites out of Egypt was a barrier breaker. Our reading, after being in Egypt for 400 years, it was like that's where permanently we belong. And therefore, even when they were being told to leave, it was like there were some issues with them that they needed to settle. The journey that could have taken them 11 days, it took them 40 years. That's what we have read in the Bible. The Israelites, the journey from Egypt to the Promised Land, it could have taken them 11 days. But I'm telling you, it took them 40 years. There is no comparison between 11 days and 40 years. And you ask yourself, why? Yet God of abundance had prepared the land for them. Why? Because they had their own problem. They had their own barriers. They could do things that they were ought not to do. And the Lord was not impressed by them. And they had to go around in the wilderness for 40 years. A journey, you can do some calculation. A journey that could have taken them 11 days, it took them 40 years. The Lord God is looking at us. Because these people, they were beaten, they were mistreated, they were used, they were taken advantage to a point whereby they feel that's like, this is where we belong. Even when they were in the wilderness, they could not obey even the rules and the regulations. And the Lord made them a journey of 11 days. It took them 40 years. When God wanted to deliver them, they insisted on going around with a poor, defeated mentality, always focusing on their problem. And their problem was revolving among the three C. The three C. Number one, comparing themselves with the other, conflicting and even complaining. And the Lord God punished them. Remember, you are not others. You are unique. Your DNA is unique. Don't compare. That's why Paul Romans is saying, don't conform to the world's standards. It is true, we can hear. And the Lord God has good plans for this nation, for this church, for me and you as an individual. Even as we go through this life, let us not compare. Let us not have some conflict within ourselves. What obstacles are between you and your destiny? 40 years instead of 11 days. What are the obstacles that are between you and the promise that has been given by the Lord to take you 40 years instead of 11 days? Great things never come from comfort zone. And sometimes the Lord may make us not comfortable in order to call upon his name. Second Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name, if they humble themselves, you remember the promise, even I shall heal their land. We are calling upon the Lord to heal this country so that we'll be able to go through together, to go through our businesses, our career, and other things. But we are being called upon. If my people who are called by my name, what level of contribution have I done for this mess to have happened? And that's why we call upon our the name of the Lord. In this life, if you fail to break through the barriers of the past, you run the risk of spinning, going around. We have to detach ourselves from what we have had last week since this issue has been declared to avoid a scenario spinning there. The Lord wants us to make a move. The Lord God wants to break the barriers for us. And let us not get weary in doing what is good. In and out of season, the Lord is looking at us. It starts with me, it starts with you. I relook my life. I do a kind of self-examination. Because the Lord God is still in control. Him who was there with Daniel, Shadrach, and Meshach, and others, he is still in control. We are being told in the book of Isaiah 54, verse 2, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent's curtain. Do not hold back. Strengthen yourself. What you are hearing is what I'm hearing. What you are hearing is what other people are hearing. Who to strengthen you? Unless you get connected to the Almighty. The fear that you have is similar to the fear of other people. Where do we learn? We are being told to enlarge the place of our tent. Do not be satisfied with where you are. Every miracle starts with us. Therefore, let us arise and shine. We thank you for even making it to come to this church this morning. Even for exercising your faith. With the coronavirus, I have to go to the church. That was a determination. You decided to say it. Arise and shine. You are your only remit. Remember, your own limits. All the limitation that I have is not about other people. It's all about me. Therefore, we are being called upon, arise and shine. Do not be passive. God wants you to be the one to rise up and put to an end the mindset of defeat. Brothers and sisters, our God is still on the throne. The World Health Organization has given a lot of advisories. There are quite a number. If you give Dr. Gathua another opportunity, they have a lot of information. And we are going to listen to the information and exercise what we are being told. But remember, bottom line, there is God in heaven. There is the one whom we put our trust in. Some people may put their trust in chariots, others in the horses, others in the mask. Do you have one? Others in whatever they do. But one thing, we trust in God of capital G. He's going to see us through even our daughters. Them with children in the other countries, they cannot travel. We cannot go there. That anxiety is there. But can you exercise your faith? Can you break that barrier that our God is still there to heal them and to keep them and to sustain them? We trust in God of capital G. He is in control. Kenya will do what is humanly possible. WHO, they will do what is humanly possible. But remember, this one being airborne disease that is so contentious and it's moving all over. And you know, air is a common denominator to every one of us here. But we trust in God. He's going to minister to us. Finally, as I bring this to an end, it's about this guy who was sick for that 8 years. He used to be there. And there was somebody who was on the pay to bring him and to take him home. He has been there for that 8 years. There's somebody who could come. And Jesus found the guy seated here for that 8 years, you can imagine. And Jesus made a question that looked like was not adding up. He asked him, would you like to be healed? Kwa maana umezoea hapa that 8 years. Jesus was making a request. You have been here for that 8 years. You look like you have been used. There's somebody who get a pay because of bringing you and taking you back home. And Jesus posed the question, would you like to be healed? And instead of answering the question, the guy started to give some excuses. Some excuses. Would you like to be healed? Jesus, you know the Bible tells us, Jesus having seen him, and he has been there for too long, did a simple question, would you like to be healed? The guy started a narrative of the excuses. Because the solution was, or the secret, the first person to enter instantly was receiving the healing. And the Lord Jesus Christ asked him, would you like to be healed? And the man said, I don't have anybody. When I start preparing, attempting to jump, another guy get in, I've been here for that 80 years. And Jesus gave him an order. Rise, take mat, and walk. And you know that guy, carrying that mat on a Sabbath day to a typical Pharisees is a work. Having been here in a predicament of that 8 years, when he carried the mat going home, healed person, he was confronted. He was told, now you are doing the job. Can you imagine? I've been here for that 8 years. I've received my healing. He was confronted. He was confronted for carrying the mat on a Sabbath day after receiving his healing. What am I driving in? Have you been so much used to this? Like in our Kenyans. Who inform Kenyans? Who give us the agenda of the day and the talk? It's the media. And you have been told here by Gathua, 1.1 billion information given by the media. Some of them, they are not even next to the truth. And that's what we process. Who informs you? You know, I'm shy to tell you to talk to your neighbor because now even talking is a big problem. Even talking is a big problem. But who informs you? Who gives you the agenda of the day as you go through life? May the Almighty God minister to us. Let us pray. Dear Mighty God, continue to help us.